Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Ice fishing is a popular winter sport. What do we need to know? Let's go in-depth with Iowa DNR Conservation Officer Ken Kenyon. Ken, do you ice fish?
Yeah, I do get out on occasion and get a chance to go out and ice fish, yeah.
You've been doing it since you were a kid?
No, I picked it up in the early 90s and have been fishing once I got to college there. Learned it from a few friends.
And so what is it about ice fishing that people enjoy?
Well, I think it's, we're in a transition period right now where most of our hunting seasons are over. And they're looking to still get outdoors. And those guys that really have a passion for fishing, it gives them a chance to get out, drill a couple holes in the ice, and still be able to harvest some fish when there's not much else to do outdoors.
Well, I see people with these nice shelters. What's the process? You have an auger, I presume, and you dig a hole, and what's involved?
Well, most of the ice fishermen you're seeing going out right now are, they use a shack. A lot of times they'll put a heater in there so that they can stay out on the ice for a longer period of time. They're usually drilling a hole, using a depth finder to find about how deep they're fishing, and then about where those fish are on in the water so that they can easily get their bait to those fish.
So is it a group activity? Sometimes there's a couple of guys or more gals in the shack, or is it solitary?
Well, I think it is a group activity. I think it's best to go out anytime when you got somebody to go along with and visit with when you're out there on the ice. We also encourage people to definitely use the buddy system anytime they do go out on the ice, because we always want a partner there with them in case anything were to happen.
In your memory, has there been any ice fishing accidents in the area in a while?
Well, every once in a while, in the area, we haven't had anything. However, several years back, close by, just into Warren County, we had a few people go through the ice. And every once in a while, I'll hear stories about folks that went through the ice but got out okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and so that's the main thing we want to be concerned about, is going through the ice and what and under what conditions we shouldn't go on the ice.
Yeah, and that's really important right now, because our ice has probably been deteriorating for over a week now, just right here in Marion County. And we want to make sure that people are cautioned and understand when it's good, clear ice, when that ice first freezes, they can go out on 3 or 4 inches of good, hard ice. But now we're looking at over a week of deterioration, that ice begins to honeycomb and is not as strong. So even though we have ice that is maybe 6 to 8 inches thick, it's still weaker than that good, clear ice. So we want people to realize that that darker ice and that weaker ice, even though it's still, when they auger a hole through, they can still tell its thickness is around that 6 inches. It may be too weak for them to be out on.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so honeycombing, where does that come from?
So as that, either if we get rain or warm weather and that ice starts to melt, it'll cause air pockets in that ice where it's starting to melt. So if you were to break that open, you could see that where it wasn't really hard, clear ice all the way through anymore, it starts to soften. And that term honeycombing comes from what it looks like a honeycomb as you break it in half and look at it.
So there's air pockets in it and maybe different fracture planes?
There could be, yeah. And so especially when we get snow on it and that snow starts to insulate it and we have warm weather, we'll also get that thawing effect where the warmer water starts to seep through that good hard ice.
More in depth after this.
Welcome
I continued my conversation about ice fishing with Iowa DNR Conservation Officer Ken Kenyon. So snow on top might make the ice underneath less safe?
It can when we get that warm weather. And between warm weather events and really cold weather events, sometimes it can insulate that ice to where we don't get good freezing hard ice underneath again.
Well, this interview is taking place on Tuesday, and we've had many days of us just sort of going above and below freezing, above, below, above, below, above, below. That's a problem.
That's a problem because that melted ice starts to leach through the ice and make itself weak.
So even though it's cold, there's just lots of potential for danger. You're really concerned about this, aren't you?
I am concerned about it because it can be very difficult to, one, if somebody were to go out on their own, to find them once they go through the ice, and then to get somebody there and the equipment that we need to get them out of the ice is a very short time frame that we have to be able to do that safely.
Okay, and so fire departments train for this, and so when there is an accident, DNR and local fire departments, wherever it is, might come out to provide the rescue.
Correct. That's right. And sometimes if that person's in the water and there's nobody else around, it might take longer for those rescuers to get there.
Well, I don't want to be in the water when somebody has to come from Pella or Knoxville. I mean, that's, I don't know, you have to be pretty tough to survive that if you're in the water all that time.
Yeah, and we're talking about pretty cool water temperatures this time of year, obviously.
Now, let's just say one does fall in. What does one do? Say goodbye, world?
Well, what we hope for is that most people are, one good tool to take is ice picks. So they make either homemade or manufactured ice picks that go, you can put them on a string around your neck. So if you were to go through, you would be able to use those ice picks to drag yourself back up on the ice. Other things are that people, if they don't have ice picks, they may be able to use their keys, if they can get their keys out of their pocket, or something to give them some leverage to be able to get back up on that ice.
Well, and if you go down inside your ice shack, maybe grabbing a hold of it.
Yeah, there might be some things in your ice shack, such as a 5-gallon bucket or other things that float that will help keep you afloat if you were to go through also.
Now, a few years ago, I wandered out on Roberts Creek, and there was one shack out there, and I wandered out, and it was some gentleman from Newton there by himself. That wasn't a good idea for him to be out there by himself.
Well, I don't want to say that you can't. We would just encourage you definitely to at least, at a minimum, let somebody know where you're at. And the buddy system is always the best. But if you are by yourself, I would also encourage you to think about maybe staying somewhere where you're still inside of the parking lot. Or maybe even, if we're going to use Roberts Creek as an example, somewhere where passerbys on the road could see that maybe if you needed help.
Oh, yeah, you can just look down there and maybe see if somebody's... I always look and see who's ice fishing there.
Yeah, from the causeway, yeah.
Yeah.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about ice fishing with Iowa DNR Conservation Officer Ken Kenyon. And so is Roberts Creek one of the best places to ice fish? That's where I seem to see most people.
I think that Roberts Creek is, the County Conservation Board is doing an excellent job about putting habitat into that lake. Our state fisheries have done a good job keeping an eye on the fish in that lake. There's a high number of crappies right now that are keepable size. And I think for the most part, most people are having pretty good luck catching those panfish through the ice.
Are there any other places on the lake that people go to that I just might not see that are popular?
The majority of years, some of the bays will freeze up early, and some of that ice is safe. However, we're always cautious about telling people to go out on the lake because of the different currents and the different ways that ice reacts with pressure ridges. So we would encourage you to definitely be aware of the ice and the ice conditions on the bigger body of water when you go out to fish around Red Rock.
So if I'm out there in the middle of the lake and you see me from the mile-long bridge, you're going to think I'm probably not very wise?
We don't see very many people venture out onto the largest portion of the lake. Most of the people restrict themselves to those bays, which actually start to freeze up sooner. Because of the way the lake lies, it takes on the west wind will keep the majority of the lake open longer because of the wind action across the lake.
So out in the center, it's probably thinnest.
The center was probably most likely going to stay open longer and be thinner.
Do you ever get snowshoers out on the ice very far?
Rarely on years. We'll get snowmobilers out on the lake on years that the lake freezes over early and has thick ice. Usually that's around 20 inches of ice before I start to see snowmobilers. We have such an expansive public area that most snowshoers and cross-country skiers can stick to the trails and up in the timbered areas.
Now, do a lot of people ice fish on the farm ponds, and do we need to know anything different about those?
Yeah, usually the farm ponds freeze up a little bit sooner, so you always want to, again, check the ice before you go out. And you can do that easily by just taking a couple steps out onto the ice, drilling a hole, checking it for the thickness of the ice, moving out a few more steps, and then checking the thickness again. Like I said, a farm pond will freeze up a little bit sooner. A lot of times that ice will last a little bit longer also. And we just want you to be careful and aware of, as that ice begins to weaken, just be careful going out and know that different ponds and different areas will weaken at different rates. So be careful.
So how do we know when the ice is good again at this time of year? Do we have to have so many days below 25 degrees or something?
Well, that's a very tough thing to do because that ice, even though we're getting down to 32 degrees right now, we're not building ice. The temperature is only down to 32 degrees for a couple hours. So at night, early in the morning, at the coldest part of the day. So we're not building ice during that time because we're getting back up. The majority of the day is over 32 degrees. So for the past week, we haven't been making any type of ice at all. Now, in this specific event, if we get any kind of precipitation in the next couple days, it's either going to come in the form of rain, which is going to weaken that ice, or snow, which is going to keep that heat in, and that cold weather is not going to be able to rebuild that hard, clear ice for several hours. So we really need, before we start building ice again, we're going to need 24 hours of below freezing weather before we can get that back to building clear, hard ice again.
So we need a sustained period below 32, and it doesn't go up above 32 during the day.
Correct.
And I know you don't want to tell people what to do, but this is just some general advice, is to be patient and don't get out there on the ice now.
Yes, you put that very well. Be patient. We're going to have some cold weather come in again. We'll probably keep that 4 to 6 inches of soft ice, but after we build maybe 1 or 2, 3, 4 inches of hard, clear ice underneath that soft ice, it'll be safe to go back out and fish again.
Thanks to Ken Kenyon for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In-Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In-Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In-Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.